Hello, friends. Before we actually introduce the podcast and go through all that introduction today, I want you to know that we have taken this from one of our exclusive content videos that you can find just for those people who partner with me at troybrewer.com. We actually have a whole nother network that's called troybrewer.tv. And again, it's free to everybody who partners with me on a monthly basis. And guys, I have so many of these kinds of incredible interviews and talks in the form of video. Point, click, be transformed, and save somebody out of sexual trafficking by partnering with me at troybrewer.com. Okay, guys, let's go ahead and we'll get right off into this podcast. Here we go.
And welcome to our webinar on God's prophetic numbers. That's right. God speaks in numbers. In fact, there is a whole chapter in the Bible called Numbers. So numbers are important to God. And with us today, we have apostle and prophet Troy Brewer with us, joining us on this webinar from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And he is an apostle, as I mentioned, a prophet. He oversees a church. He's involved in anti-trafficking worldwide. And he has been hosted on many television programs. He's an avid writer, writes curriculum. I mean, you're just a whole lot of things, Troy, and we so appreciate you. And this subject that we're talking on today, I know that you're passionate about, because you've got a number of resources, and we just want to encourage people to go to your site for them. You've got a book called Numbers That Preach book. You've also got a Numbers That Preach e-course, a Numbers That Preach study guide, and a whole website on propheticnumbers.com. So this is this is a huge passion in your own heart, and so we're excited to hear from you on it. So first of all, what is it about God's numbers, and why are they prophetic?
Well, they're prophetic because it's one of the languages that God speaks. It's one of the voices of the Lord. You know, God is the inventor of math. Nobody else is. And he's the inventor of numbers. And he has built all those things and all those mathematic systems to glorify him. It's actually it's within the details of that. There's even an angel listed in the book of Daniel that is known as the wonderful numberer of secrets, the wonderful numberer of secrets. And you can look all that up. Whenever I tell people that, they're like, I've never heard that before. I'm like, just look it up. And it's in there. That's exactly right. And it is in the book of Daniel. And what's real is his job is to do nothing but count things and then glorify the Lord with the measure of things and with the number of things. So whenever God likes to tell a story, he also likes to make note of, you know, hey, Goliath was 6 cubits and a span, or there was 153 within the net, or there were 7 days of the first part of creation, and then and so on. And he does that because if you're willing to search those things out, oh my goodness, there are things that the Holy Spirit will reveal to you that you can't hear anywhere else unless you look into those numbers.
It is amazing the bigness and the greatness of God and the intricacies of his understanding and knowledge, and that he's invited us to. It says that the ways of God are past finding out. And so when we think of numbers, like, I was terrible at mathematics in school. In fact, I failed it. And in my last year, I had to go into nurses training, and I couldn't go in without an academic standing. And I couldn't get my math passed. So finally, my mathematics teacher said, I'll tell you what, Patricia, if you can pass this occupational mathematics course, I will give you a pass on it, and I will have you not have to write the government exam. And that's the only way I got into nursing. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to have entrance into it, because my mind, all the algebra, all of that was just out. But The thing about mathematics, and I've watched certain, you know, crime type shows on it, and there's and there's like the intricacies of mathematics can tell information that is just crazy. But as we go through the Bible and make inquiry of God as to his numbers, every number is significant that we read about in the Bible. It's just another layer of God's divine intelligence, isn't it?
It is. It's one of the major voices of the Lord. And then we know that there's no limit to his voices. We know that Psalms 29 says the voice of the Lord is upon the waters, which, by the way, if I can just say this, the number 29, for example, you know, do you know that there's 29 mountains listed in the Bible, right?
Wow.
So if you actually count all the mountains in the Bible that actually have a name, there's exactly 29 of those. And so I began to, when I first started searching out the number 29, I said, man, that has to do with overcoming mountains. So what is a mountain in the New Testament is a giant in the Old Testament, and those things had to be removed. So I was checking all that out, and then I do a big work in Nepal, and I had a chance to go to Mount Everest, and I actually went up to base camp. I took a helicopter up to base camp while I was up there, and I discovered something crazy, and it's this. Mount Everest, which has a prophetic name, Everest, right? The tallest mountain on the planet Earth is exactly 29,029 feet high. And it was overcome by Sir Edmund Hillary on May the 29th of 1953.
No way. Well, that's
crazy. So the reason why those numbers are the same is because the author is the same. The author of the mountain and the author of the book is the same person. Yeah. So again, these numbers absolutely glorify the Lord.
That is crazy. And we know that wherever there's a real thing, there's a counterfeit. And a lot of times I hear Christians are afraid to go into, you know, God's prophetic numbers because of the New Age numerology. And so what do you have to say about the counterfeit?
Well, I have a couple of things to say about that. Number one is the position of the believer. And whenever people tell me, I don't want to look into those things because people have done really bad things with that, and I don't want that to be a part of my life. Well, they don't say that concerning sex. They don't say that concerning a million other things that God Almighty has ordained that's supposed to be holy and is supposed to be right. And you can't just say, well, somebody's done something bad with it, then I'm not going to participate in it. Well, where else do we do that? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The second thing is this, there is no power in numbers. And I want to stress that so much, Patricia.
So
there's no power in numbers. You can live at 1313 Mockingbird Lane and be a drop dead, sewed out Jesus freak. You sure can. There's not power in numbers, but there's power in the Word of God. And when God is speaking through numbers, then of course there's power associated with that. So a number in and of itself is a created thing, just like anything else. So we do not worship those things. We don't want anything to do with worshiping that. But I do want to worship Jesus and glorify God as I can see his beauty through those things.
You know, a lot of times we think that God will only speak through our language, like we're speaking English right now. So we think God speaks to me in English, but he's not confined to an English language.
No, he's not.
He can speak to us through signs and wonders. He can speak to us through numbers. In fact, the Hebrew alphabet has a number correlation,
right? That's exactly right. So there's 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. And unlike us, Patricia, okay, so like we have the letter A, and all that is to us is that is just a sound. So it's a phonetic sound. But to the Hebrews, every single Hebrew letter has three different meanings. It has a phonetic sound, it has a prophetic symbol, and then it also has a numerical value. So what that means is they don't do 1, 2, 3, and 4. They do A, B, C, and D. And so on. Now, the reason why they do that is because we are actually the inventors of numerals on this side of the world. And we say 1 angle, 2 angles, 3 angles, and so on. So that's how you can tell by that, right? 7 with a hashtag has exactly 7 angles on it. And then, of course, a 0 has...
This is
zero
new for me.
Angles.
I did not know that until today. That's cool.
It really is cool, isn't it? But, you know, they don't, our Hebrew brothers and sisters, they do not mess with that. They're like, A is number 1, B is 2, and then it goes up to 10, and then it jumps from 10 to 20 up to 100, and then the 22nd letter is the number 400. Now, that's not hard for us to understand that because we understand what Roman numerals are, right? And so we know that they use letters for numbers. Well, the Hebrews do that as so what that means is every single word in Hebrew is also a number. every word. Now, every number is not a word, but every single word is also a number. And then what happens is once you find out what that number is, you find that the scriptures associated with that also reflect the same exact number, because the word is one word. And so the number is one number all the way through the Word of God. One of my favorites of those is the number 888 is the numerical value of the name Yeshua. 888, Jesus. Okay. And then there's another, right on. So that's exactly right. New beginnings, perfectly completed all the way through. Jesus says, I make all things brand new. Yeah. And so even his name, which means salvation, also means I am making all things brand new.
He brought in the New Testament.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, mm-hmm. ma'am. And then if you look up the word Christ, it has a numerical value. The word Christ is also the number 555.
Wow.
Now here's what's mind-blowing to me. If you go to BibleGateway.com or any kind of app and you type up the word Christ, it'll come up. Are you ready? 555 times. Not only is the number 555, but it's actually listed in the Bible exactly 555
wow.
times. So everybody's worried about 666. All you got to know is 555 and 888, and you're going to be all right.
I love it. That's awesome. Tell us some more. I mean, these are fun. Tell us some more about those.
Okay, well, another one of my big major favorites is the number 153. I've already mentioned the 153 that's in the net, right? When the Bible lists, and there were 153 great fish that whenever Jesus said, cast your net to the other side, right? I saw that and I went, what is that? Well, the term sons of God has the gematria or the numerical value of 153. I want you to think about that for a minute. Wow. I want you to think about how incredibly profound and prophetic that is. But I want to give you another one that to me is an absolute mind blower, and it's this. In all four of the Gospels, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, if you count every single time Jesus himself led somebody into the kingdom, there's exactly 153.
Wow.
I kid you not.
Wow.
Like, I want you to think about the miracle of that. Just think
no
about
kidding.
What a miracle that is. Now, obviously, Jesus led a whole lot more than 153. And the Bible says in the book of John that he did so many works that if they were recording the books, that the world could not contain those books.
Yeah.
But he left 153 examples of how Jesus individually and also in a way that's not like everybody else, brings people into the kingdom, 153, the same number as those that were found within the net.
Wow, that is amazing.
Isn't that great?
It is so awesome. Okay, what about those of us who keep getting repeated numbers? Like, I'll give you a couple that I get all the time.
Okay.
All the time, and this is for years. And the first one is 1s and 11, especially 111 and 1111, all the time, 111 and 1111. So when I prayed about it, I said, God, you know, like this started happening years ago. I said, God, I don't understand what this is. And the 111, he said, look up Deuteronomy 111.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
So I did, and sure enough, it talks about a thousandfold increase. And then the 1111 was talking about this flourishing land, and you know, and it was all about increase. Both of those are. And so every time I see a 111, I mean, right away, my mind goes to increase. I thought, thank you, God, for, again, more increase. And the other one was 818, which you mentioned before. But 818, it just to this day keeps coming up over and over again. And we talked about Deuteronomy 8:18, meaning the power to make wealth in order to confirm covenant. Well, recently I've been getting so many 8:18s, but I feel prophetically that the body of Christ is being offered great wealth, the ability to make great wealth by the Lord, so that we can influence the earth with great glory.
Yes, ma'am.
So, well, what do you say about people that get numbers like that all the time?
Well, you know what? Welcome to my craziness is what I say. And you should welcome it, because everything in the kingdom is relational before it's functional. And since it's relational, that means that it's a little bit different for every single person. You know, I have four biological kids. I have over 2,000 kids that call me Papa throughout the world. And I don't treat all them exactly the same. I don't speak to them exactly the same. I love them the same, but my voice to them is different. So because of that, the Lord individually talks with each and every single one of us, depending upon where we're at, what culture we live in, those kinds of things. Now, you said that you're a 111 girl, and I am such a 111 guy. I have been, I can't get away from 111. It chases me down everywhere I go. I'm constantly behind a license plate that says 111. I every time I look, I see 111 every single day. I just know it must be 111. I look, yep, it's 111. And I just exactly like that. You already said that Deuteronomy 111 is the only scripture in the entire Bible that has a thousandfold increase. There's no other scripture out of 31,171 verses that has a 1,000-fold increase. And of course, there's, if you look up all the 111 scriptures, there's so much cool stuff in it. But I know that one means unity. Now, one represents unity all the way through the Word of God. Two represents a faithful witness, and we could go on, and I can go a long ways on that because I'm a crazy person when it comes to this, and I love it. But I know that if you see a number that is in triplicate, what that means is it means the fullness of the thing, okay? So it's not just the outer court. It's not just the inner court. It's not just the holy place. It's the whole picture. It's past, present, and future, right? It's Egypt. It's the wilderness. It's the promised land. It's faith, hope, and love, right? So it means fullness. I like to say the whole enchilada because I'm a Texan. That's Tex-Mex, and I love that. So what that means is if you're seeing 111, God is saying there is a portal. There, you are under an open window of heaven at this exact moment. Of the Spirit of God showing up and being made manifest. It is the manifest presence of God means 111.
Wow.
And it's like, you need to look for me right now. I am with you. You and I are together on this. You are not alone. We're going to make this thing happen. And I tell you, it is one of the most encouraging things in the whole world. And you know, people that think, hey, if you get into this, you're going to be driven away from the Lord. Not so.
No.
You're
going to
fall in love with Jesus in a way like what you never, ever, ever have.
Sure.
Because
we're not going to chase after numbers, but we're going to chase after God and say, God, you're speaking a language that I want to get to learn, right? It's all about
That's
a language.
Right.
Now, in
it
your
is.
Courses,
it actually is a language.
In your courses, you teach a lot of the numerical value, right? Like what the numbers can mean according to Scripture. So I just want to encourage our viewers to go on your website, troybrewer.com, and find out, you know, all the materials. You have a lot of materials on it, and this will help them get introduced to this language that God speaks.
Amen.
Let's go into right now the whole issue of time and dates.
Wow. Okay, right on. So there is a whenever we're talking about time and dates, number one, there's always going to be a prophetic marker of the actual numbers of the date. Okay. And that's one of the ways that I like to look at prophetic numbers is they're actually markers. They're prophetic markers for you to stop and for you to pay attention to something. Like a good example of that is before we had our 9/11, and whenever 9/11 happened within the United States, and it's interesting because we don't call it September 11th, we call it 9/11.
Yeah, it's true.
I want you to think about that's part of our culture now. Mm-hmm. We call it 9/11, and that is so profound and it's so huge if you know what 9/11 means.
Right.
But I want to stop and say this: before America had our 9/11. Israel had their 9/11, and it's called the Ninth of Av. Mm-hmm. So do you know about the Ninth of Av? Mm-hmm. The Ninth of Av it's the ninth day of the 11th month where something terrible happens to Israel. And there is this huge, the very first temple was destroyed on the Ninth of Av. Mm-hmm. The second temple was also destroyed upon the Ninth of Av. The first time I believe that we find it biblically is whenever Queen Esther was dealing with Haman and he was going to kill all of the Jews. And you find this terrible thing that happens on the Ninth of Av. On the Ninth of Av, back in, 1492, Spanish made it illegal to be a Jew. And they pronounced that ruling on the Ninth of Av. And it literally means you've gotten away from me. The world hates you. I'm the one that loves you. Get back and get united with me.
Wow.
Okay. Well, just exactly like that, the two planes that struck the towers that look like an 11. Okay.
Yeah.
9/11. Mm-hmm. Okay. The two towers were, it was American Airlines and then it was United Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Americans United. We are the only nation in the world, Patricia, that says that we are one nation under God. We are the only nation in the world that actually does that. And so it was a huge call. And not only was it a huge prophetic call to say, look over at my people Israel and what happens on the 9th of Av. Look at their 9/11. Now you have a prophetic marker of 9/11, of even though you are born by me, even though you are called by me, you have to stay with me. Okay? Mm-hmm. But I got some great news with that. And the great news is Amos 9/11. Is such a great verse. And Amos 9:11 says that in the last days that the Lord will restore the tabernacle of David. Okay, that's Amos 9:11. And the tabernacle of David is where everybody has access to Jesus.
Yeah,
everybody. And so I really believe that while that was a terrible, terrible thing that has happened to America, there was also a very significant release from heaven saying, now, you know what?
That's awesome.
Doors are open now. Doors are open. So come to me.
That's 9/11. Awesome. And also all throughout the Bible, God mentions the dates and the times, right?
Yes,
he
does.
He'll even say it at this month or at that time.
Yes.
And nothing is put in the Bible by mistake. Everything has been intentional.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. So if you see something like, okay, in the 13th year of the reign of so-and-so, okay, if you see a Bible verse starts off like that, if you know what the number 13 represents, and 13 represents rebellion, then you're like, okay, watch this. There's going to be some kind of rebellion that's going to take place here. And then it always does, because it happened within the 13th year.
Wow.
Now, the good news is that rebellion doesn't have to be a bad thing. Rebellion is only bad if we rebel against God.
And if we continue in it.
Yes, yeah. So don't, you know, run back to King Jesus. But there's also very, very, very significant things, even within our own history, that goes along with that. There was exactly 13 years that Martin Luther King stood up to the demonic spirit of racism within our nation. Okay, that kind of rebellion was God-born. He's the one who said, I have a dream. Right? The Bible says that whenever the captivity of Zion was cast off, we were as those who dream a dream, which means the chains are coming off.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's just so prophetic. It's so crazy.
Awesome.
There was 13 years of that. There were 13 original colonies that rebelled against England. Right here in Texas, we have the 13 days of the siege of the Alamo against the tyranny of Santa Anna. And you can find this all the way through history, that 13 represents rebellion, whether it's for a godly cause or for an ungodly cause. Again, because the author is the same.
Wow, that's awesome. I love it. Well, you're making me hungry, Troy.
Yay.
You're making me hungry. I want to go to your website and get materials. In fact, you know, we talked to our resource manager here, and we're going to be carrying a lot of your stuff on numbers and prophetic insights on God's numbers. And because we believe this is a significant time for that. And also, I wanted to let our webinar participants know about a very prophetic event that is coming up in 2020. And that is going to be on January the 20th as well, 2020, that you are hosting a prophetic event. Now, you have these every year where you are releasing the prophetic word for the year. But this coming year, the Lord spoke to you specifically. And why don't you share some of the vision for that with us?
Well, This event, Patricia, is happening on such a huge prophetic marker. It's happening on the 20th day of the year 2020. And the number 20 is a number that represents expectancy. For 20 years, so-and-so waited for this. For 20 years, so-and-so waited for that. And then it finally happens. 2020 is the year that it finally happens. 2020 is the year that you have perfect vision and you see the goodness of God in the land of the living. There's 20 dreams and there's 20 visions within the Bible. And so it's a tremendously huge prophetic year. The church is supposed to be propelled way forward in the year 2020. So we decided to do something bigger than we've ever done. We typically have about 1,000 people that come to our prophetic conference, but this time we actually rented an arena that seats 10,000 people in downtown Fort Worth. And sister, we're going after it. You're actually going to be joining me in that.
Yeah,
and
I'm so excited about that.
Brother Jamie Galloway, who's all about the seer anointing, you know, he's going to be joining us. There's so many people. It's going to be incredible. The music's going to be great.
Robert Henderson, Amanda Cook. It's good. These are key people. And Robert Henderson and Jamie are good friends of mine as well. And Robert has this amazing encounters in the courts of heaven and brings down into the earth what is settled in heaven. That's going to be, he's going to be significant. Jamie Galloway is a seer who has open visionary encounters in the Lord. It's going to be released. I mean, everyone that you have on the docket is going to bring something to the table because we are hungry for God. So we just want to encourage our viewers to, really plan on going to that event. If you want to get inside, of something that God is doing and saying, because when the word is spoken, it creates. In Genesis 1, we see that the earth was, without form, it was void, there was darkness that covered it. The Spirit was brooding, but the word hadn't gone forth yet.
But
it wasn't until the word went forth that all of a sudden there was light. Now, I want to be in that moment where not only the Spirit is brooding, because, we've been praying, all along for months now that God is going to visit in that particular convocation of his people, that his Spirit is brooding. But when the word comes forth, there is going to be light. And I just saw a flash of light on the screen as I was speaking.
I did too. I just saw it too. I saw it.
That was the Spirit of God.
I actually saw that here. So, I saw that right here.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
I did too. I just saw it. And so God is going to be putting something right inside of us at that event. So we'll definitely want to be there. Tell all your friends about it. Go online to troybrewer.com to sign up for it now. But we're going to pray for you all in a moment for an impartation of revelation and insight concerning God's prophetic numbers. And we'll do that right when we get back. But we want to show you a promo right now of this awesome event that's coming up January 20th, 2020. Book now. Bring your friends. Make it like a New Year's event, going in, just positioning yourself for 2020 in the most amazing way with God so that you can be swept up in the wave of what He is doing.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to downtown Fort Worth, Texas, one of my favorite places on the planet Earth. And I would like to invite you and yours to come join us here on the 20th day of the year 2020 for my New Beginnings Conference. It's a prophetic word for the brand new year to come.
With special guest Patricia King.
You don't know what's going to happen on the other side. 1 month from that, the whole thing can manifest. 1 year from that. But your prayer and your ministry into that person's life doesn't return void. It accomplishes things.
Jamie Galloway.
Our goal is to unlock that reason, unlock that purpose, unlock that destiny, and step into it, because there's a whole lot of people waiting on you to fulfill your destiny.
Rabbi Jason Sobel.
Because he rose from the dead, what that means is that we can rise above our fears.
And Robert Henderson with his book, The Courts of Heaven.
He sends the spirit of adoption into our heart and begins to reveal the nature of the Father so that we begin to cry out, Abba, Father.
Praise and Worship is led by special guest Amanda Cook, Paul Wilbur, and the Open Door Worship Team.
10,000 people are going to be joining from all over the planet Earth as we cry out to God together. Get your tickets at troybrewer.com.
Wow. Well, get your space in that event right now. Again, tell all your friends about it. And we're going to actually be having it webcast worldwide as well, because 2020 will be one of the greatest years that we have ever stepped into. Troy, I remember when Prophet Bob Jones was alive. He used to tell me, Patricia, keep your eye on 2020. He said, because of the great harvest that is going to be coming in. And he says, he always prophesied the billion soul harvest, but he said, you keep your eye on 2020.
Wow.
And so my eye is on 2020, but I think the Lord's eye is on 2020. And I want to thank you, Troy, for you and and your team who are putting so much into this event because you've heard the word of the Lord. The Lord told you to do it, and He's breathing on it, and you guys are laboring strong to serve the body of Christ with this event. So I'm so excited for you and all that God is going to do in it. But
you know what, Patricia, this isn't just for us. This is for the whole body of Christ.
Right, exactly.
And for you to come and join us and release your anointing is a really big deal. And I'm so grateful. I cannot wait to see what's going to happen. It's going to be amazing.
I'm very excited about this. So Troy, just as we wrap up now, if you could just pray for the people who are watching right now, who are so hungry. They're so hungry to understand God's prophetic numbers. And you know, a lot of times it comes through study. Yes, we can study out the Bible, and you've got all kinds of resources available to help people learn how to do the studying. But also it can come supernaturally with just knowings, right? So Why don't you pray for us, because we're all hungry for more.
Well, Father God, sir, I want to lift up every single person, God, that is watching right now. And King Jesus, sir, we are your people. All these people, Lord, that are tuned in, they're tuned in because, God, we are hungry for you. So, Lord, right here, right now, God, we say that our mind and our heart is available to you, sir, in a whole new way that is so profound, in a way, God, that changes everything. And I ask you, sir, to speak into our lives in a way, God, that you cannot be denied, you cannot be ignored. King Jesus, we're already saying yes to you. And I pray, God, that we would begin, sir, to see your kingdom in all the numbers of everything around us, Lord God. I pray, Father God, sir, that you would open up our eyes and open up our ears, Lord God, and cause us, Lord God, to be supernaturally knowing and understanding how you are moving among us, Lord God. I lift up every single measure, every single date, every single timing of things. I thank you, God, for great logistical miracles, Lord God, and cause us, God, to glorify you with those things. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen, 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 amen.
Troy Brewer, thank you so much for joining us
today. And
for imparting to us. We just bless you and all that you put your hands to in the gospel. And we'll see you in another webinar soon.